Vikatra podcast conversations for the curious, essential knowledge simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Vikatra AI. Welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we are trying to put a stop to mental chaos, maybe. We're diving into one of the most powerful thinking frameworks out there, Edward de Bono's Six Thinking Hats.
Yeah, this is such a useful one. And the mission here isn't just theory, right? It's really practical. De Bono was trying to fix something we all experience, confusing, messy thinking.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when groups get together.
Right, those meetings that go nowhere.
Exactly. This is a tool for structure, for clarity.
And he really put his finger on the core problem, didn't he? Especially in, well, Western culture, maybe. Our default is often adversarial. It's like a mental tug of war.
Totally. We jump to defending our own point, criticizing others. Ego gets involved.
And that leads to snap judgments, conflict, just inefficiency, really.
Yeah, we're trained to debate, not really to explore together. Conversation becomes about winning or losing. De Bono's solution is, well, quite elegant. Parallel thinking.
Parallel thinking, okay.
Instead of facing off against each other, everyone deliberately looks in the same direction, using the same thinking mode at the same time. It shifts confrontation to collaboration.
Okay, so who is the mind behind this? Let's unpack Edward de Bono a bit. He lived from 1933 to 2021. Quite a figure. Maltese, a physician, psychologist, author, consultant.
And incredibly well-educated. Degrees from Oxford, Cambridge. In medicine, psychology, physiology. He wasn't just looking at thinking from one angle.
Right.
And you can see how that background shaped his work. The medical side gave him that scientific systems thinking approach, how to process his work.
Mm-hmm.
But the psychology side let him understand the human stuff. Bias,
yeah.
Emotion, ego, all the things that, let's be honest, often mess up clear thinking.
He's probably best known, before the hats anyway, for coining lateral thinking, right? Back in 67.
That's the one. Lateral thinking, basically. Solving problems by coming at them sideways creatively, not just digging deeper down the obvious path.
Like digging a new hole instead of just making the first one deeper?
Exactly that metaphor. And his big contribution, I think, was taking thinking away from being this kind of mystical talent only geniuses have.
Yeah, something you're born with or not.
Right. And turning it into a skill, a set of deliberate, learnable techniques.
Yeah.
Like driving a car, you can learn to do it better.
So the book itself, Six Thinking Hats, it's super accessible, isn't it? Because of that central metaphor.
It really is. Just picture putting on and taking off different colored hats. Each color is a different way of thinking, a different role.
And his main critique was aimed at that traditional argument style, the Socratic method.
Yeah, exactly. That back and forth questioning.
Yeah.
He argued, look, it's great for proving a point you already have or finding flaws.
Sure.
But it's actually pretty terrible for exploring a subject openly. It brings out the ego. Everyone's just attacking or defending. You don't build much.
So the hats are the antidote. Parallel thinking stops the mess. He had that great line about confusion being like juggling too many balls.
Right. You're trying to handle the data and the critique and the feelings and the new ideas all at once. It's just chaos.
So the hats force you to focus one ball at a time.
Precisely. And he broke it down into six key functions. There's logic and data. That's the white hat. Emotion and intuition. The red hat.
Okay.
Caution. Risk assessment. That's the black hat. Optimism, looking for value, the yellow hat. Creativity, new ideas, green hat.
And the last one?
The blue hat. That's the process manager, keeping everything organized.
So the whole system is designed to take us from that messy, argumentative default to something structured, collaborative, and, well, more complete, like a user manual for thinking together.
Exactly. Should we walk through each hat?
Let's do it. Where do we start? Maybe with the organizer.
Makes sense. The blue hat. Think of it as the conductor of the orchestra.
Okay, the manager.
Right. It's about meta-thinking, thinking about the thinking process itself. When you're wearing the blue hat, you're managing the flow.
So, setting the agenda, deciding which hat comes next.
Yep. Setting the agenda, deciding the sequence, like, okay, team, let's do 5 minutes of white hat now.
Hmm.
Keeping time, keeping everyone disciplined to the current hat's rules.
And summarizing.
Crucially, summarizing outcomes.
Hmm.
When someone steps back and says, okay, where are we? What do we need to focus on next? That's pure blue hat thinking.
Got it. Okay, next, maybe the data.
Let's go white. The white hat. This is your data processor. Purely neutral, purely objective.
So just the facts, ma'am.
Exactly. Facts, figures, information we have, information we need but don't have. That's it.
And it's strict about that.
Very strict. De Bono emphasizes distinguishing checked facts, Things we know are verified from believed facts, assumptions, hearsay, things we think are true but haven't confirmed.
Ah, okay. That's a key distinction.
Huge. And under the white hat, absolutely no interpretations, no opinions, no, I feel like this data suggests, none of that.
Just here is the data.
Yep. Last quarter sales were X. That's white hat. Based on that, the market looks good. Nope, that's jumping ahead, probably to yellow hat.
Okay. Now, for the one you said was maybe revolutionary?
Ah, yes. The red hat. The emotional landscape. This is where you get to express emotions, hunches, gut feelings, without any need to justify them.
Whoa. Okay. No justification at all.
None. That's the rule. It's radical, because normally, especially in business, you have to disguise your feeling as logic, right? Concerns based on factor X, when really you just have a bad feeling.
Yeah, happens all the time.
The bono says, let's just put it out there. The red hat gives a quick snapshot, maybe 30 seconds of the emotional temperature. Statements are short. I love this idea. I'm uneasy about this. My gut says no.
But isn't that, well, risky? Letting feelings run wild.
That's why it's structured. It's designated time for feelings. Very brief. You get them out, acknowledge them, and then you move on. They're treated as input, like data, but they don't derail the whole process.
So you air the feeling, park it, and move to logic.
Exactly. It stops those hidden feelings from biasing everything else later on.
Okay, interesting. What about the critical side? We need that too.
Absolutely. That's the black hat, the critical assessor. Think of it as the safety check, the survival instinct.
So finding the flaws.
Finding the flaws, yes, but it must be logical and based on reason. Pointing out risks, dangers, why something might not work, how it conflicts with policy or resources.
So it's not just being negative for the sake of it.
Definitely not. It's reasoned caution. And it's incredibly valuable. It stops us making huge mistakes. But, De Bono warns, it's often the hat we wear most often by default in Western thinking.
Right, the default critic.
Yeah. And if you overuse it, or use it too early, you kill potentially good ideas before they even get explored. The blue hat needs to control when the black hat comes out.
Makes sense. So to balance the caution.
We need the yellow hat, the logical optimist. This is the flip side of the black hat, but still logical.
Logical optimism. How does that work?
It means actively looking for the benefits, the value, the feasibility, the upside. Why might this work? What's the potential payoff?
So it takes effort. You have to consciously look for the good.
Deliberate effort, yes. Especially if an idea seems risky.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like the black hat, it has to be grounded in reason. It's not just wishful thinking or blind enthusiasm. You're looking for genuine, plausible value.
Okay. Black is logical caution. Yellow is logical optimism. What's left?
The fun one. The green hat. The creative engine.
Ah, brainstorming time.
Exactly. This is purely for new ideas, alternatives, possibilities. Thinking outside the box, using those lateral thinking tools.
And the rule here?
No criticism allowed.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. Not even yellow hat positivity trying to shape the ideas yet. Just pure generation.
So you might use provocations, like suggesting something impossible.
Perfect green hat technique.
Or random word association.
Anything to break old patterns and spark something new. It's about deliberately trying to jump off the usual mental tracks.
Wow. Okay, so you have these six distinct modes, but the real magic is using them together, isn't it? In sequences.
That's where the power really comes in. The blue hat decides the sequence based on the goal. For example, evaluating a proposal. Maybe blue, set goal. White, get facts. Yellow, find benefits. Black, spot risks. Red, gut check. Then blue again, make decision.
And following that structure stops the usual meeting chaos where someone's throwing out wild ideas while someone else is listing risks and another person is just talking about data.
Precisely. Everyone focuses on the same type of thinking at the same time. It's incredibly focusing.
Okay, let's talk about the big takeaways then, the aha moments. What's the first one?
For me, it's the clear diagnosis of the problem with how we usually argue, that adversarial system. It's just not built for constructive thinking.
Right. It's built for winning, not for creating or exploring together. The book feels like a call to move beyond that default confrontation.
Definitely. And linked to that is the second big theme, separating ego from performance.
How do the hats help with that?
They give you psychological safety. If the group needs some black hat thinking, the person pointing out the flaws isn't being negative Nelly.
Right. They're just playing the role the process requires.
Exactly. It gives you permission to think critically without being labeled. Or permission to be wildly creative with a green hat without feeling silly. It detaches the person from the mode of thinking.
That's huge. Which leads nicely into the third theme, maybe. Thinking as a deliberate, structured process.
Mm-hmm. It demystifies it. It's not some magic talent. It's a skill you can learn and manage. The Blue Hat embodies this. You can actually orchestrate the thinking process.
Yeah, you're not just hoping good ideas appear. You're creating the conditions for them.
And the final one, which we touched on but is so important, the legitimacy of emotion through the Red Hat.
Giving feelings a seat at the table, but a clearly defined one.
Yes. De Bono argued intuition is valuable. It's often our subconscious processing past experiences. So don't suppress it, but don't let it run the show either. Give it a specific brief moment, acknowledge it, then move on.
It prevents those unspoken feelings from poisoning the well later.
That's the idea.
De Bono also had a knack for really simple, sticky analogies.
He did. That first one really hits home. The main difficulty of thinking is confusion. It is like juggling with too many balls.
Yeah, it just perfectly captures that feeling of mental overload in a complex discussion. It's not that we're not smart enough, it's that we lack structure.
Exactly, and the vision for the solution is just as clear. The essence of parallel thinking is that at any moment, everyone is looking in the same direction. This is in total contrast to the traditional argument.
Yeah, you picture a team mapping a territory together instead of that tug of war.
Right. Collaboration versus conflict. And the last quote is maybe the most empowering.
Let's hear it.
Many highly intelligent people are poor thinkers. Many people of average intelligence are skilled thinkers. The power of the car is separate from the way the car is driven.
Oh, I love that. Intelligence is the engine's horsepower.
But the six hats are the driving lessons, the technique. Having a big engine doesn't mean you know how to drive well. You need the skill.
So true. Okay. Let's get really practical. How can people listening use this? Real-life applications.
Well, the number one application is definitely transforming meetings. People report huge time savings.
Like that 80% figure sometimes cited?
Yeah, maybe optimistic, but the principle holds. You cut out the endless arguing and digressions. The Blue Hat facilitator sets the sequence. Okay, 5 minutes, White Hat, on the current situation, go. Everyone focuses only on facts for that time.
No, yeah, but, or what if we tried?
Not during White Hat time. Then maybe, okay, 10 minutes Green Hat, new ideas only. It creates incredible focus and efficiency.
What about for individuals? Can I use this on my own?
Absolutely. It's great for personal decision making. Say you're thinking about a career change. You can literally put on each hat.
Okay, walk me through it.
White Hat. What are the facts? Salary ranges, required qualifications, job market data, Black Hat. What are the risks? Financial instability, losing seniority. What if I hate it?
Yellow Hat.
What are the potential benefits? More fulfilling work, better pay, new skills. Green Hat. What are some completely different career paths I haven't even considered? Maybe freelancing? Starting a business.
And finally.
Red Hat. Okay, after all that logic, how does this feel? What's my gut reaction to the main options? It gives you a really rounded perspective.
That sounds really useful. Any other applications?
One more. Conflict resolution. It sounds a bit formal, but it can work. If you're stuck in an argument with someone,
yeah,
you could try suggesting a shift. Okay, let's pause. Can we just do White Hat for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
What are the actual facts of what just happened or what was said?
Stripping out the interpretation and blame.
Exactly. Then maybe, okay, Red Hat time, 30 seconds each. How are you feeling right now? No justification. It forces a move away from accusation towards understanding different perspectives.
De-escalation through structure. Interesting. Okay, final thoughts. What really stood out for you? For me, it was the sheer simplicity and power of having that shared language. Just being able to say, let's switch to Yellow Hat thinking here, instantly changes the dynamic. It lets a group break down something really complex without it becoming personal or chaotic. It feels like the ultimate tool for group intelligence.
Yeah, I agree with that. And for me, the final lesson is reinforcing that idea that good thinking is about process, about discipline, not just raw brain power. This system genuinely empowers anyone to be a better thinker, or at least participate more effectively in group thinking, because it provides that structure. It ensures all the crucial perspectives get covered.
A very practical toolkit for the mind.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Acontra Foundation.